Time this morning right now to catch up with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning.
Good morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners. How are you?
Not bad. Today, speaking equitable interest. Can you talk us through it?
Yes. The reason why I wanted to discuss this is because I've realised over the last probably 5 or so years that the idea of an equitable interest is not something that is commonly understood by non-lawyers, and understandably so. It takes lawyers a fair few years of experience to understand what they mean. And I thought I would like to share with your listeners what I understand about equitable interests within the context of businesses, small, medium enterprise businesses operated by maybe 2 or 3 partners or a family, and within the context of those businesses, how an equitable interest can be created in a person, unbeknownst to everybody else, because of the legal rules that apply. So the first thing I wanted to raise with your listeners is, what is property? When people generally hear the word property, they think, oh, land, piece of land, bit of dirt.
Yep.
No, no. Property is something, goes more than that. It's far broader. If you had a spectrum, property would go from 1 to 10. Land might be between 4 and 6, you know, in terms of what space within that spectrum. There's other things with the property, such as copyright. You draw a line on a piece of paper, you create copyright in that, and no one can use it without your consent. That's something you own. That is your property. For instance, another instance is you go out and work on some property and you put up some fences. You take 5 weeks to do it. You don't get paid for it, but you're doing it for the owners. In some ways, that work of putting in fences in that scenario of not being paid is creating value in that farming land or any property, land property.
Yep.
And that then might create in some ways, only in certain circumstances, because it's not a very good example, some interest, what we call an equitable interest, because you're putting in effort, you're putting in logs or star pickets and wiring and fencing and so forth, which improves the value of the land. So the nature of property is something you own, and it is broader than simply dirt, land. Now, property in that very general word, general concept, has two parts to it, a legal interest and an equitable interest.
Okay.
A very good example of that is when a corporate trustee sets or becomes a trustee of a trust. So let's say it's Kim Valenti, proprietary trustee for the Valenti Family Trust, and it owns a piece of land, right? Kim Valenti Proprietary Limited is the legal owner because that is placed on the title to the land at Landgate, on the titles office. So the legal registered owner of the land is Kim Valenti Proprietary. However, the beneficial ownership or the equitable interest in that land belongs to the beneficiaries inside the trust. Two different layers. And the most important layer is the equitable interest, what we call beneficial in some quarters, but the equitable interest held by those beneficiaries of the trust in that parcel of land is a superior interest to the legal interest. In that environment, you can get into some interesting scenarios. When an equitable interest is created, or how is an equitable interest created?
Yep.
Well, it's created by contribution, effort, input, which results in the value of the property increasing in value, or in fact, you creating an equitable interest in the property, which you are entitled to. But your equitable interest doesn't appear on a titles office register. It doesn't appear in any tangible form. Mm. And a very good example of this is, let's say I have a son who works in my plumbing business, and he works in that plumbing business and gets $200 a week every week from the time he starts school, finishes school, and just keeps on going, works with dad. He has a certain expectation. Even the family might have an expectation, and he gets paid an amount of money. But that amount of money doesn't represent equitably what he is contributing to the business. He might come in as a trade assistant, then become a tradie, then he might become a manager, then a senior manager, then a director, and he's just continuously getting this very modest income. But what he's doing by contributing to my plumbing business by his effort being the difference between the salary he receives and the true equitable interest and contribution he is making to my plumbing business gives him an equitable but somewhat intangible interest in that property. And if I have been leading him to believe that you put in that effort and one day it'll be all yours.
Yep.
And I change my mind sometime because I fall out with him. He has a right to say to me, hang on, Dad, you said to me since I've been 16 or 17 that if I keep working here, and I'm being paid a certain amount of money, but if I keep working here and working with you, eventually the business will be mine. All of these things, that effort, that promise, it's a bit of a there's a bit of a distinction there, but I'll just talk about the effort.
Yeah.
The effort my son puts into that business over, say, a 15 or 20-year period at not fair and reasonable salary and remuneration creates an equitable interest. And so if I turn around and say something to him along the lines, no, I'm not going to give it to you now, he can say, whoa, whoa, Dad, please, that's not fair. It is unconscionable. It goes against good conscience. I've worked here for 15, 20 years. You told me these things. I've put in the effort. My family and I have taken less remuneration than we're entitled to, and that's not fair. If Dad stands his ground and says, no, I'm not going to give it to you, then my son can say, Dad, I'll give you a couple of chances. What you're saying is not fair. It's not reasonable. Mm. It's unequitable and it's unconscionable. Inequitable and unconscionable. Please change your mind. No, says Dad. My son says, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm going to go take legal advice. The lawyers will say, son of Kim, you have established an equitable interest in your father's business, notwithstanding there's no document, no agreement. It is created by conduct. The conduct of my son in helping me run, manage, and grow the business creates an equitable interest in that business, which he is entitled to be remunerated for. He needs to be rewarded for that. And so the implications of creating an equitable interest is that you are, as say, Kim's son, would be entitled to turn around and ask a judge to say, Judge, I do love my father, but I think he's being unreasonable and he's being unconscionable. Can you ask him or make an order telling him that I have an interest in that business and I think it's probably about 25%? And so this is the strength of what is an equitable interest. And it's not something that's documented, Troy.
Okay. All right.
It's by your conduct. And there are many examples in the marketplace, in small to medium enterprise businesses across the marketplace, where these equitable interests arise and the proprietors and the children perhaps don't necessarily, or even partners, don't necessarily realise the implications of not recognising that equitable interest at the appropriate time. It becomes unconscionable not to recognise it. And unfortunately, certain things can flow from that. Legal action, which is not something I'd recommend anybody ever do, ever take on. Work out the solution, get together, come to an accommodation or a compromise. So that's why I wanted to just raise that rather interesting topic to you and to your listeners.
Sounds like it goes pretty deep, Kim.
Oh, yes, it
does.
Very deep, Troy. And to prove it, you're going to have to show all of the evidence that you've put in or my son has put in over time and be available to give it to a court if it's necessary at that time. Very deep indeed. That's a good word. It's deep.
Yeah.
You're drilling right down into the core of activity over a 15 or 20-year period, and that you're not going to dig up overnight.
For our listeners out there, if they want to know more about what is equitable interest, they can get in contact with you there today, Kim.
Yes, they can. My mobile number is 0411 889 049, and the Valenti Lawyers website is valentilawyers.com.au.
All right. Well, good luck with that, mate. And
thanks
for joining us again on Rural Focus.
My pleasure, mate. Look forward to hearing from you again. Bye-bye.